Let's start. Okie dokie. So, Dreamweaver, what is this? So let's go to our instructions. Why is it so slow?
I use it, it goes directly to the system management. Okay.
You may need to type in the full address of AFDev because the wireless may not be in the same domain. So I can tell. What do you have there? Where are you trying to log in? Can't see too well.
Where are you trying to reach? Oh.
I forgot how to type.
Wiki. Oh, right.
.c2b2.com.
So while you're typing, I went through all the links and all the pages provided. What I noticed was that there's no high-level description of, how the system works. You say, here's how you update this file and this file, but there's no couple paragraphs saying, here's how this whole thing fits together. So maybe
that's right. My name is Neil.
Okay.
That's it. My name is Neil.
All right. So we are here on CalDev, right, which is in Windows XP machine, or Windows 2000 server, which should be working fine. Now. It says here, copy field code, blah, 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 from SharePoint. Oops.
Let's do this. I can get rid of that. I have that same error message.
So can you tell me what the field code is for? It's got a lot of things on it.
Let's just download this first. This is unbelievable. Why is it only read only?
Oh, because maybe you're opening it up in SharePoint, maybe you have to download it and then change it.
So what does it say here? Where should I download it to? Testing, okay. Control A, toggle field code, okay, that's good. This is in working. Protect, this is an unprotected document. Why is this toggle field code deactivated?
Huh.
looks better. Okay, terrific. Alrighty, so these are field codes that are basically variables and their values that can be used in the system tests. Right, and then the set is the Windows, Microsoft, or Visual Basic command to actually assign the variable name project with the name current ST status in this case. So for version 1.7, right, you would then change this to version 1, I don't know, underscore 7 maybe. I don't know about the point, how this is actually being interpreted. Actually, so we can actually look at this. Preparing a new release, blah, blah, blah. After this in the new public. SharePoint server, some bits. System test status here.
So should we be able to follow these developer notes from top to bottom?
Yes. Yes, you should read them basically from top to bottom and then execute them from top to bottom to get an overview of what you have to do. And
there are a couple different entry points, so it's the system test developer notes that you're on, right? Not the system. There's also system test.
Right, this is a developer's note, and that's basically what Michael asked for, how to set up for a new system test.
Right.
And so it says here the 1.7, so I can actually do this 1.7 here, or 1.6 it says, so I can do this 1.7. I would then save this whole thing, and so this project variable is used in all these system tests. Actually, so this is the variable that is displayed here in the in Michael's database, right? This is a project here, and this is basically what it says, G Workbench 1.6. So for consistency, we would probably name it here GE Workbench 1.7. Okay.
So the HTML pages are not separated by project? It's just one page for all the projects?
No. You have, you can...
you can filter, okay.
You can filter by project or by system status. So the reason is here, you'll want to have an overview of all the system tests, and then only the latest system test is shown.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you execute a system test more than once on for a specific project, only the latest one is shown.
And there's a timestamp.
Yes, and then if you basically go through by the module, you have basically all the timestamps for all the system tests here. So you see there's multiple 1.1s in here, and in the earlier one, this is not the case.
So, Barrett, do these field codes get inserted into the individual system test documents just as text that appears in a particular place?
Or yes. Yes, here. So, for example, set open gene pick sample, and then the how do you call this Hochkomma? These parentheses, no, the
quotation.
Basically, then everything inside these quotations is being inserted. So, in this case, is these two lines in the table. Okay. But I'm switching over. Actually, I switched over to parallel. Actually, updated version. Which is called bookmarks. While we are at it, bookmarks.doc. So here basically this is not hidden text. This is basically the text that's being inserted. It says here bookmark closing. This is just to tell you how the bookmark is defined. If you go and go to bookmark, you see this is a list of all the bookmarks that are already defined, and then you can just insert them with this bookmark closing into the system test. So just to tell you, now the thing that you want to do.
So the system test documents that we save actually depends into the future on these field codes. That is, when
and
you
bookmarks.
Open it up and look later on at what this guy did. I mean, if the field code text had changed, then
There's a script that we're going to execute soon that will update all the system tests with the specific codes, right? The reason is in these, let's say, bookmarks.
So these aren't runtime codes, they're just used to generate the documents?
No, this is a code that is generated, this is used with the update. Whenever you update, basically, the system test, which you're not doing when you're executing the system test, then it's updated.
So, Udo, are you following along? Because I want this to be for you. So, yeah. I mean, this is really for you. You know, this hour is for you to figure out what's going on here. So,
I guess I will have a try and error phase with this one.
Okay, no, but I mean, if you know, for sort of going off in a direction where it means nothing to you, then stop us, because it's just this is really for you to figure out how this is working.
Yeah, I mean, I would just follow what's written in the script. I've done that and it worked once.
Okay.
But this is our chance to find out what
it does.
What is going on here?
Yeah.
Okay. So now, here, so the structure on SharePoint is as follows. Head is the one that is basically the development version of all the system tests. And then you have specific versions here, which are then the frozen time points of the head for a particular version. Okay. So what you would do is basically you would go to Explorer view and then copy head over to your home directory, to your directory where you want to actually execute or actually develop these system tests, update the system tests. It's a bit on the slow side here, huh? Still working, huh?
Yeah, exactly. The elevators too.
Whole system falls apart after I leave. Whole building.
When do you start your new
position? 16th. It's Monday in the week.
Well, you don't have much to move to a new country and then start a new job so quickly.
Well, I have to find an apartment first and bank account and cell phone and all these things. So,
where are you going to live?
I have an apartment for the first month, like 300 square feet.
300 square feet for your for Natalie and
Matthias.
Matthias?
Yeah, they're coming on March 1st. So. All right, here it says, right, blah, 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 4 code files to reflect the current version, toggle field code, set project to GE Workbench, blah, 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 that's what we did, save and exit, okay. We haven't exited yet, so, okay. Now, copy all relevant scripts to the local disks from head to share, from head on SharePoint. That's what we're doing right now.
Basically, copy the whole head folder, right?
Yes. And then there's a script which is down here that you can just copy and paste. In here there is something commented out. Right, so this is basically the script that is more or less has some error cancellation things in there. This is Visual Basic. Has these nice go-to.
So we're going to run this after you've
Yes. But so in this update file, this is a subroutine, which is basically then actually doing all the work on each of the files. The stuff above is just for managing this update field, update script on for all these different files in a directory at all its subdirectories. Right, so it's actually the files unfortunately have to have this v2.0.doc in their file name in order to be found. This way you can have also other docs underneath the head node, which is which I use basically for comments and for other things to store non-system test information basically in Word documents. Right, so there are cancellation times here. And now down here, this is the update file script. It opens the file. It unprotects the file. And then it updates all the fields, all the field codes. And then it protects the file again. The file has to be protected because the scripts, these buttons won't work if the file is not protected.
Okay.
That's how Microsoft works. And now this is documented out, this print dot doc print out, which is, this is the this single parenthesis is everything afterwards is a comment, right?
Okay.
And this is basically printing out all the documents if it's right, if it, this one is removed, this I use to print out all the documents. Okay, and then you would enter in here also like a command, go to up file end, because everything afterwards is actually updating the database with an initial state, so to speak, where user is none, date is zero, status is none, and so on. And this way, you can actually this way the database is populated, and you know which system tests are actually being tested for this release, and what's the status basically, right? So you don't only fill up the database when there's a new when there's a system that's executed, but you have already an empty entry for each of these system tests. Okay. So.
We like change something in a component, and we need to change the system test.
Right.
Is there versioning in the different system test documents themselves?
This is done through the Explorer view on SharePoint with HET and the GE Workbench version 1.7 and so on. These different versions. Right. So once you're in the release state, right, you would have to edit two files, actually three.
No, not in the release date, but in the head. I mean, now we know, you know, we changed something, and this change will be effective from now on, so you make this change in the head, right?
Right.
And then copy it to
the... Unless you're already in the release stage.
So I'm just asking if there's a way to indicate, you know, that the file has changed, and it's a new version of the MIND system test.
No. The only thing is you can revert to an old system test by going to GE Workbench 1.6 because this is a copy of the head at this stage. And once you basically, once we have made this GE Workbench 1.7 folder, you should then make all the changes that you need in GE Workbench 1.7 and head. So this is basically then Udo's responsibility to make sure keep track of all this, or actually keeps this coherent. All right. Any more questions on this part?
What was it with the in the end of the script? You have to comment that out. You said.
No, only if you want to. Oh, waiting now. Only if we want to print out the documents, right? Then you basically comment out this line and put a go to.
Yeah, but there was a subroutine under it, right?
No.
Go to the printing thing was not the last. The last in the, there was something with the database.
Yes, after the printing, yes.
Yeah. So you don't comment that out.
No, you put a go-to statement in there if you don't want to use this. I mean, or you could comment it out. Same thing.
bookmarks yet, or was it just a feature?
No. I'm more or less, I try to update all the system tests to use the bookmarks, but you still need the feed code files for this variable, for the project variable, right, to update the database variable.
All those other entries are no longer being used?
Supposedly not. But I mean, you can use both, right? They're both still working. I mean, it's just being. I just found that the bookmarks is a little bit easier to work with.
So we don't have to use this bookmark to work?
No. No. They're both functioning the same way.
I mean, the macro or the codes are still in the document to use the field codes as well as the bookmarks for the same thing? I don't understand.
Yes. They can be used for the same thing.
But have you transitioned the same text from the field codes to the bookmarks?
Yes.
So you must be able to choose one or the other, else everything would appear twice now.
Yes. How do I do this?
Yes.
Well, we have to open a file to see this.
Okay.
So I believe how this works is actually that for the details, really I would recommend using the Visual Basic or Word help to actually verify this. But the way I understand or remember it is the field codes are, once they are loaded in memory, and then you can use them for a specific Word document. And there are certain limitations in terms of formatting and numbering. When you're using the field code. And the bookmarks, there you can use the numbering scheme, or that you can use continuous numbering, basically, in the table. And this is directly a pointer to this bookmarks.doc file. So then the text is just being copied, basically, in there, and then all the numbering is updated. I think this was the main reason that I didn't like that. When you import like field codes and the numbering for these cells or for these rows in the table is not being updated correctly. It just works a little bit smoother. Okay, so. Here it says, the script will prepare the Word documents to contain the correct version number and update all fields. It will also enter new empty entries into the database. Yes, it's me. My cell phone. It's me. Here it's written basically how to update the system test, right? I mean, even with the keys you have to press. Right. And
and the drop down menus where you get the choices, pass, fail, sort of pass. Where are those housed?
Inside the Word documents.
Inside each Word document?
Yes. Okay. And I just copy and paste the things over between Word files. I don't bother. Actually, you should not write it actually explicitly or create new fields for this. You do this by copy and paste. This way you ensure that you only use these four different paths, invalid or whatever, inconclusive variables. correct. So you have a meeting at 1 today?
Not today, actually.
Oh, okay.
So.
Too bad. So we can go out for lunch afterwards. So, do you have any favorite system test?
CNKB.
Yeah, Mint is my favorite.
Oh, whatever they want to do.
Mindy? No, oh, Mindy is an analysis. Sorry.
We're bound to see a problem there.
There's a whole lack of problems with Mindy.
So nothing really changed here. Okay, let's look at, while this is copying, let's look at one of these system tests. You have to unprotect it to actually see what's going on. All the documents are protected with no password.
So put that step there, Varen, is in the notes, right?
Well, this is basically when you're writing a system test. You don't have to do this while you're setting up for 1.7. I just wanted to show you some features here. Here you can see basically this part. Obviously, here's a field code, or as is something that is inserted. And here it says include text, right, from bookmarks. And then this is a tag, so to speak, or the variable.
So this assumes that there are going to be other system tests that also want an open Mindy test. Or why is this?
Yeah, I mean, if you... The reason is if you basically change something that the annotation file is changing or so, then you can update one file with all the that has all the annotation files in it, right? And then that's it. You don't have to open all the documents. This is basically done automatically now. It's pretty cool. Anyways, right. So these are also. Let's see, properties here, drop-down form field options, right? So this is basically what you have to, this is a drop-down field. Anyways, right, and then, so actually what's most important here?
Those are not field codes?
Those are form fields, so called differently, two similar stuff. All right, here we go. This is actually, these are the most important ones. I mean, those are actually used all the time, right? These file close and closing. Those are the two things that are always the same in the end of the document. This is just saving and or reopening the thing. And otherwise, it's just what you have to do is just copy a row and edit it. And that's it. These numbers are automatically generated.
So you just copy row to table and just start editing it?
Yeah, if you want to create a new test system test, you just copy one of these rows, or actually I would just rename one of the files and then edit it. Remove everything else but the first two lines or so, and just edit it.
Yeah, I think we come upon, in the early days, some side effects of that procedure.
Of the copy and paste?
Stuff having been left behind. And those are the
So here this is how the system tests start, right? Basically just takes a file name and uses it already. It opens this field code document and loads all the variables, and this is a table of contents. And then it's just a header line and you're good to go. That's it.
That's your system test.
With these four lines, basically.
So you start deleting at number 8 there?
No, you would... right, so this in the front.
you would leave out 1 and 2 as it is?
I would basically... I would actually start removing from here down to the end or until the last... Until the... until this include stuff here. Let me see how this works. So, right, remove, and now this is already updated here. And then you just edit the stuff here. I mean, you just type in something here, and then this probably stays the same.
For the sake of the audio, let's start removing at number 9.
Well, you have it synchronized. So. Okay. And then you're good to go. I mean,
for the recording, where is number step number 3 to 7?
Here it is. Okay. Alright. Okay. So let's get started with the updating the system test, right? That's where we are. Copy. After 10 minutes, this is done. Run script. See below. Okay, let's see below. Update system test. Open Microsoft Word. Okay, open Microsoft Word. Uh-oh. Lost the connection. Open Visual Basic. Alt F11. Alt F11. All right. Oops. Okay. Now we go to... sorry. Copy the code into the Visual Basic Editor. Oops. Okay, we should probably copy it. Control C, right? Visual Basic Editor, file, Okay, Visual Basic Editor. Control V. Right, now this is all in there. Just checking that we are not printing out the documents. And we are updating the database, it seems. Okay. Copy the code. Ensure that ActiveX data object is referenced. Okay. Tools reference Microsoft. Blah blah blah. This is done. Oops, sorry. In the Visual Basic, this is done. Tools references. Oops, it's not in here. As it checked. Anybody remembers what it's called?
The ActiveX components?
Yeah,
I think it should be part of the top, shouldn't it?
2.7 it says, right?
Oh, that part.
Okay. Okay. Execute script. Place cursor into the first code snippet and press F5. Now where's the first code snippet? This is this one here. Update all. And now let's press F5.
You're putting that. Okay, update all.
Okay. Okay. So now what it does is basically it you have to basically supply the head folder from where you start looking for system tests, which is under E, of course, not C. Bernd and head. Okay.
Is that the copied one or the original one?
Well, this is head copied from SharePoint onto Caldev E brand. And now it basically will go through all the directories underneath head. It look for a file for a Word document with v2.0 in it. And here you can actually press cancel. And it works. You have selected it. You can cancel again.
And it works.
And it also works. And now it's running. And hopefully.
What does it mean if you press OK or cancel, it makes no difference? It runs?
No, it used to. Cancel used to not work, but now it's actually, I think it's working. When you're developing this system test, it's sometimes useful to be able to cancel this. Okay, now we can actually already look at this. Right, we have to reload this page.
Did you maximize?
And ta-da, where's number 1.7?
Control F5.
Uh-oh.
Sometimes that. What? It should be 1.7, right? Uh-huh.
Didn't we save this?
Did it run?
Why did you open field codes dot? In the description you say it's field code doc.
I don't know. Let me just check.
Hey, Baron. Just scroll down to the bottom of the page and see if there's 1.7 created for the tests instead of there, just to make sure.
Now, that is kind of weird, isn't it?
I would think so. Baron, did you create these tests? This is coming from CalDev.
This is on CalDev, yes.
When you created these tests, did you normally do it from your desktop? Or you found the answer?
Good point. All right, so
I'm thinking that this computer does not have permission to access AFDev through port 3306.
Okay.
That's one theory.
The other theory is that actually Udo was right, I have to use this doc file.
The what?
The doc file.
DOC. Well, I hope that's correct.
See, you have to be able to read.
In these field codes, can you insert spaces, or do you have to?
I think so. It's a question of whether the database can handle it.
I believe so.
Okay.
There's a lot of faith in this room.
see this before, so it's running now.
Yeah, it's doing something, right? Opening hierarchical cast ring. Something else. It's too fast for me. Doesn't look good. Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
1.7.
So whose idea? I guess it was Udo. Knew what? Did he correct you?
Or yes. Udo knew what to do.
The torch has been passed. Or stolen.
You're the chosen one.
You told me before.
Yes. You're gonna.
You have the sight now.
You're gonna free Excalibur from stone.
Yeah, but basically that's it, right? I mean, it's so this basically updates everything on Caldef E band head. Then you have to just copy this stuff and rename it. I mean, the from head to GE Workbench 1.7 or so. And then you're done. Oh, actually, somebody has to execute the system test.
You mean you go through it?
Well, so Mark and I have been working on a branch for a while, and we're gonna maybe get you to start executing some of them on just on the branch to get familiar with the system test, and it'll help us out too, just to test the functionality, make sure we don't break anything. So that we can start on that next week. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you say?
With this exercise, you won't be like submitting stuff to the database or anything. This is really just
playing around.
No, I mean, only it'll be helpful for us because we just want to go through them and we'll just keep track of which one, like make sure everything still works. So it's not really part of the work. We're going to do that before we merge stuff now.
I think that's it. do you have any more questions?
Yes.
Oh.
You said when this is done, you have to copy head and put it into where?
Into SharePoint.
Oh, back into SharePoint.
So here we are on Bernd, and then you would head. Go to head and would rename head under rename, and then you would say version 1.7. Return, and then you open up the Test Explorer and drag and drop. Psh.
Okay, so we copy, all right.
Drag and drop, that's easy.
You've just committed yourself to sitting here for 15 minutes.
No, I can leave, this is not my computer.
Okay, maybe one should add a...
But I can cancel this too. And
go to
everything is clear, no? More or less.
When you're around, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
1.x. Point.
And then these developing system tests has basically all the information on what to take care for, or what to basically do in order to write a system test, right? It actually even says, talks about field codes and bookmarks here. Wow, it's also updated.
Is bookmarks a term that comes with Microsoft Word, like field codes or?
Yes, but bookmarks.doc doesn't have to be bookmarks.doc, but it's, you have to change all the.
If I want to read up about something about it, I go to Microsoft Word.
Bookmarks. Yes.
Bookmarks. And
the bookmark. Bookmarks. And here you have our insert bookmark, bookmark defines location, blah, 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 and then you can even search for, I don't know, can you search for field code? Do you see where to search for? Search results. Ah, here.
Do I have to do these on CalDev or can I use a PC?
Can you do
it? PC is good.
You should.
Hello?
Better you do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Wir gehen in 10 Minuten zum Essen. Yeah.
Of course.
Okay, stand. Ciao.
But here's a different dialogue.
Yeah, so this is field code doc properties field, blah blah blah. All you ever never wanted to use to know about field codes. And that's it. Okay. Are you happy?
I am. Thank you, Baron, for coming to hold our hands.
Content, everybody. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Baron.
Pause, stop.